Hello, I'm Tony Bass, and welcome to today's edition of the Super Lawn Toolkit. This is where growth-minded lawn and landscape contractors gain instant access to insider information, cutting-edge tactics for revenue growth, and breakthrough methods for fat, juicy profits. And we recommend you use this wealth-building information for yourself. Then share it with a forward-thinking landscaper on the road to becoming a huge success in the landscape contracting industry. Today's message is disrupting lawn maintenance. And this is really important, so pay careful attention. If you make a living landscaping, mowing lawns, caring for gardens, laying pavers, installing irrigation, or just making the world a cleaner and greener place, then you need to listen to this story. This could become the most important story for your future. From human resource challenges to the lithium revolution to using highly advanced mobile solar charging systems integrated into your lawn trucks, let's take a look ahead. The number one problem today as we record for lawn and landscape contractors is finding, hiring, training, and keeping superstar employees. At least that's the feedback we've got when we surveyed just over 200 lawn and landscape business owners a few weeks ago. Now, we had 72% of our responses complain about employees, and that's too bad. And that's one of the reasons we've recorded this special message just for you. Welcome to the world of being an entrepreneur in an expanding economy. You see, I've been an entrepreneur since 1987. That's more than 31 years as I share this message with you, and by golly, I'm proud of it. I consider this decision to be one of the most serious responsibilities in life, becoming a lifelong job creator. And I get great pleasure in counting myself in the asset column on the balance sheet of America, helping to create jobs and pay lots of taxes along the way. Yes, it's true there are hurdles along the way for entrepreneurs, like the challenge with employees today. But remember, entrepreneurship creates huge upside potential, huge upside opportunities. And I believe that a wonderful solution to our labor problems and much more lies in adopting new technologies. Allow me to explain further. You see, about every decade or so, something happens that changes the game of business. Industries change. Best practices of the past become the hang noose of those stuck in the old way of doing things. And we are currently on the leading edge of such a change in the lawn business. Early adopters could make a fortune and solve part of the labor problem along the way. Here's a winning formula that will seldom let you down. You see, one secret to becoming a winner in the landscape industry is your willingness to adopt new technology. This tactic gives you an instant competitive advantage. You know, the zero-turn lawnmower, the dingo, the stick edger, growth regulators, slow-release fertilizer, ride-on, sprayer, spreaders, computer software, even the super lawn truck was once a brand new idea for those making a living outdoors in the landscape. But the forward-thinking operators are always looking for a new way to gain a competitive advantage. That's a smart strategy. But unfortunately, the great majority of business owners are simply so busy complaining about their problems like employees, or lowball competitors, or ethanol and gasoline, that they miss the opportunity to capitalize big time on opportunities right before their eyes. Early adopters always stay one step ahead of the competition. Here's an example for you. This new technology was introduced on late night TV just a few years ago, with hardly any fanfare or publicity. A new company from China showed up in the USA with a brand new lawn and garden tool. and rather than beg the big box retail stores to give them shelf space and place huge burdens of price concessions on their product offering, they used direct response marketing to show off this new tool. Now, the year was 2007, and a late-night TV infomercial introduced a battery-powered string trimmer called the Works GT to USA consumers. And after a couple of years, they had sold 313,000 of their string trimmers using this approach. Now, the big box retailers wanted Works in their stores. They wanted to help sell this product. And the Works product became a huge success, and the battery-powered hand tool revolution for the lawn industry was underway. But very few lawn or landscape pros bought this powerful new tool. Why? Well, you could argue that the tool Works introduced to the USA consumer was not heavy-duty enough for daily commercial use. After all, it was very lightweight and made of mostly plastics. But the biggest reason was crystal clear. The battery only lasted about 15 minutes under a full-duty workload, and no one would be able to make a living using this battery-powered hand tool with a battery that was dead after 15 minutes. But technology did not stop advancing. Nope. Battery life and battery technology just keep getting better and better. And over a 5-year period, then a 10-year period, battery life has doubled and it's almost doubled again. So once again, commercial contractors, though, were not really impressed. They didn't buy the new technology found in the little Works GT product. But a host of commercial-minded power tool companies took notice of what had just happened, and a brand new category of battery-powered hand tools for lawn and garden operators or maintenance folks began to emerge from the R&D departments of well-known national brands like DeWalt, Steel, Husqvarna, and more. Now, fast forward up to 2017 and take a walk around the floor of the world's largest show for lawn and landscape equipment. It's called the Green Industry Expo, and electric power tools are everywhere. I had one attendee suggest that they rename the event from the Green Industry Expo to the Lithium Show. It's that big. So here's a question. Will gas-powered lawn and garden hand tools become the next 8-track, cassette tape, or BlackBerry device? Look, you must understand, the guys who build gas-powered engines for lawn and garden tools can't get real excited about competing or creating with a new solution for their product lines. After all, gas-powered garden tools have been generating hundreds of millions of dollars in annual sales for decades. There are entire ecosystems built around the old technology. However, this new idea of a battery-powered future could kill their ecosystems. This would wipe out jobs and end careers of entrenched manufacturers, distributors, and dealers alike. So, it appears, the biggest names in small gas engines have sort of played a wait-and-see kind of approach. Now, they've introduced a few new tools of their own, but just a few. And they certainly haven't taken a leadership role in introducing new battery-powered technology to the professional lawn and landscape contractor. You see, no company CEO wants to be the next Kodak. You remember those guys? They were the 100-year-old company with headquarters in New York State that went bankrupt when the digital camera invention eventually replaced their line of cameras, film, and print products. The company became a case study that haunts every CEO who goes through an MBA program. You simply don't want to be the guy who could not see change coming. News for you. The outsiders have arrived. Back to the lawn and landscape story. Slowly and steadily, new brands are emerging. Just like Tesla has emerged as a relatively new car manufacturer, you now see new name brands in our industry that bring battery-powered tools to us. Now, the names might be new to you. Greenworks, Ego, Mean Green, and many more. They have one thing in common. They manufacture battery-powered equipment heavy-duty enough for commercial applications. Now, these new names to the commercial landscape industry are not burdened with an entrenched ecosystem stuck in decades of tradition. These players don't necessarily play by the same old rules of manufacturer, distributor, dealer, and end-user hierarchy. These guys have invested millions and millions of dollars with the goal of disrupting the tradition of gas-powered garden tools. Personally, I think it's going to be very hard for you to ignore this new technology for very long. Now, there's four things you need to know right now, and so you can profit from this lithium revolution that's going on. This is going to be huge. Now, let me explain to you why you should consider a change from gas-powered tools to battery-powered tools. I want you to begin by taking a look at the fuel and energy cost difference between a gas string trimmer and a battery-powered string trimmer, each operated for 500 hours per year. Now, the gas-powered string trimmer, operated for 500 hours, uses 1/4 of gasoline per operated hour. 1/4 a gallon of gasoline with fuel at $3 a gallon in 500 hours consumes 125 gallons of gas, which at $3 a gallon cost you $375. Got that? 500 hours, 125 gallons of gas, $375 a year. Compare this with number two, the battery-powered string trimmer operated for the same 500 hours. It will require approximately 650 recharges of the lithium-ion battery, and each one will use about 2/10 of a kilowatt of electricity per charge. And with the national average of 11 cents per kilowatt hour, this tool's fuel bill, listen to this, will cost you less than $20 a year. That's right, a 1,775% reduction in your fuel cost. Do you like that idea? Do you think there might be an economic reason for you to consider adopting battery-powered hand tools over gas-powered tools? Look, the biggest positive impact for your company will not be the fuel savings. You see, the biggest impact for your company actually comes in two much more powerful benefits that make your business more profitable and much easier to operate. Let me explain. First, you're going to have reduced repairs and maintenance. Parts like carburetors, pull cords, air filters, and spark plugs will be gone, gone, gone. And mixing oil and gas, well, that's gone too. Battery-powered tools change the game. Number two, it's going to be easier for you to find employees. You see, I predict that the easy-to-use battery-powered hand tools will open our industry to a new type of employee. An employee that appreciates equipment that starts as soon as you pull the trigger. Gone are the days where we must find mechanically minded technicians who can fix or repair equipment in the field. This is your disruptor warning. Failure to adopt this new technology could cripple your business. The early adopters could crush you with lower operating costs, providing lower prices for customers, and gaining easier access to employees. Now, that's the bad news. But luckily for you, there is some good news. You see, you could become the disruptor if you have the courage to become an early adopter yourself. You see, the one problem that has temporarily delayed widespread adoption of battery-powered equipment, and here's what to do about it. Batteries don't last all day, you know that. The automotive industry calls this reluctance to purchase electric-powered cars, quote, range anxiety. It's the fear of running out of battery power, like your dead on the side of the road without fuel. That's not good. And in our research with lawn and landscape business owners, they're worried about the exact same problem, range anxiety or battery power limits. And when you look at these lithium-ion batteries, oh boy, they ain't cheap. Fortunately, there's technology available today that allows lawn and landscape contractors to recharge their batteries on the go using free, clean solar energy. And at the Green Industry Expo in 2017, contractors and battery-powered equipment manufacturers stood up and paid careful attention to this game-changing technology. Because the one problem the battery-powered equipment manufacturers haven't been able to solve to date is on-the-go charging. Now, in 2017, Green Industry Expo, over a two-plus-day event, hundreds of lawn and landscape business owners came by to see what we have invented. And we're happy about the interest. And there's a lot of technical hurdles that I could share with you to answer this question. Why hasn't this been solved on a scalable basis? You know, the challenge of charging on the go, isn't it just as simple as plugging up a battery and charging it? Well, the fact is you've got to have a lot of power. And it takes special technology and special engineering to create a lot of power, even using solar, even using batteries, even using shore power, electrical grid power. But I'm going to leave all that to a future conversation. But what I can say is this. As the founder and CEO of Superlawn Technologies, as the founder and the inventor at Superlawn Trucks, we are prepared to make mobile solar power charging for battery-powered tools reliable, easy to use, affordable, and easy to purchase. So if you want to learn more about the revolution to move away from foreign oil, smelly, dirty, burning gasoline, and move towards free, clean solar energy for battery-powered hand tools, just visit www.solarlawntruck.com. Again, that's www.solarlawntruck.com. Again, my name is Tony Bass. I'm the founder of Super Lawn Trucks, also the co-author of The E-Myth Landscape Contractor, Why Most Landscape Companies Don't Work, and What to Do About It. And I look forward to hearing your feedback about this lithium revolution and how it might be a game changer in your business. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.